from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
These are the new leads.
Now look, I need the leads.
These are the Glengarry leads.
Two lead cards for tonight, two lead cards for tomorrow.
Why give him the good leads?
He's got the leads.
He's got the leads. He's got the good leads.
The whole thing is the leads.
They stole the Glengarry leads.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
All right, first up on Hot Leads, as we give you the day's top stories, Area 45 today, in for In the Loop. Sean Bijani, Patrick Creighton with you. Strohs and Jays tonight, otherwise known as the Toronto White Walkers, if you have not caught on yet. It's what it is. 6:07 first pitch tonight. Rennell Blanco on the mound for your Strohs. Yusei Kikuchi is pitching for Toronto. He's not a bad guy. Not a bad guy. He's had a little up and down type of year for the Jays, but the Astro bats seemingly coming alive in spurts last night. A 5-run fifth inning, thanks to the bat of Yordan Alvarez, made it a game after a 3-run homer. See if that can get him and everybody else going into tonight. PC Strohs enter play 3 games behind the M's in the West, 3 games behind the Courtchesters in the AL wild card tonight. So opportunity to eke a little bit closer. I can't believe, by the way, they found a way to get that game in Kansas City last night. They were in a rain delay in the sixth inning for like two and a half, 3 hours, I feel like, and they ended up finishing that game.
Well, it was kind of like the Astros and the Mets. But yeah, they had to get that game in because Astros aren't going back to Flushing.
Yeah.
So they sat there and they played that. That was a late inning. Was that ninth inning that they had the rain delay for hours?
Yeah, I believe so.
And then they came back and they won that game.
They did. Strohs almost did that last night. Hopefully they got a little mojo left from last night and get a dub tonight. Opportunity to win the series. If you could take this series against the Jays, PC, that sets yourself up for good revenge series against the Twins, who took 2 or 3 from the Strohs about a month ago.
Yeah, they owe a little back to the Twinkies when they go up to Minnesota. And Yusei Kikuchi, a guy who has kind of worked on the walk total this year, right? He's a guy who's always had pretty good stuff, but he also has issues with just the walks. Like, the walks just never end. Well, this year he's cut the walks down quite a bit, and he's been a little more consistent as a result. And this is a guy who, if the White Walkers, also known as the Blue Jays, decide that they are going to sell, it's a left-handed pitcher who is probably going to be on the market. And to me, like, this is the kind of pitcher that the Astros should be going to. They don't need a front of the line. They don't need an ace. They need a guy who can consistently give you 5-6 innings and just keep you in the game. He's cut the walk total down to about 2 walks per 9, but the strikeout totals are still about 9.5 per 9. So he strikes out more than a batter inning. He's cut down hard on the walks. This is a guy that, you know, at 33, left-handed pitcher. This is the kind of pitcher the Astros should be looking at. A guy like Eric Fady from...
You've been all over him.
Eric Fady from the White Sox. Like, yeah, Garrett Crochet is going to be the prize.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a guy who... If you're getting Garrett Crochet right now and you're in the pennant race, you're going to have to make him a reliever for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Because he's already passed his career high in innings.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep him as a starter, you'll blow his arm out.
Yeah, which is, that's such a, it's not attractive for me. If you're a team that needs starting pitching, you're going to go out and get a guy like that, and he can't be a starting pitcher for you this season.
And that's why, you know, a guy like Fetty, and you look at what, like, Fetty's career, right? He's not a guy that's had a lot of success in Major League Baseball before this year. He's 31 years old. You know, he's got a career ERA over 5. But last year, he pitched in Korea and learned a little bit, refined his stuff. And this year, biggest notes, right? Strikeouts are up. Walks are down. Homers are down. Hits allowed are down. He's become a pitcher.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that guy who's got a 3.23 ERA and a 1.13 WHIP, both of which are way better than anything close to his career.
Yeah.
Since he came back from Korea.
Yeah.
That's a guy who's got a 2-year contract. He's not making a ton of money. 2 years, $15 million total.
Right.
You put that guy at the back of the rotation, and that's a solid pitcher. And
yeah,
nobody's talking about him because they're all talking about Crochet.
Sure. Well, I mean, maybe we should learn something. We were talking about the big guns in the offseason, and, you know, the Astros didn't go that route either. As you have kind of alluded to multiple times now in regards to Dana Brown being that aggressive GM, maybe it doesn't come by way of the big splash with a name, but maybe it's more kind of a la James Click, and it's more of a savvy
working the margins. Is what I mean. Look, unless you want to strip everything out of your farm system for a big move.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Working the margins is how they're going to win. And to me, that's a move. Getting a guy like Fetty is a better move than going for a guy like Crochet, who's going to cost you everybody in your farm system.
Yeah.
And you can't start them the rest of the year.
Right, exactly. Well, we'll see. It'll be a good follow. Trade deadline coming up July 31st, so you got a few weeks there. We'll turn our attention to the NBA. The Los Angeles Lakers kind of dominating the headlines, at least for today.
By
again.
The way, just real quick, do you know what Fetty's nickname is?
What?
Fettuccine.
Why? Fettuccine. Yeah, if he's an Astro, we have to think of something better than that, man. LeBron James and the Lakers reached a deal today to stay together for the next couple of years.
LeBron James.
At most, the deal does include a player option and has a no-trade clause. Shocker. It's a 2-year, $104 million deal. So check this note out. LeBron James will make more money in his age 40 and 41 seasons than Michael Jordan made his entire NBA career combined. That's crazy.
Well, they're like 30 years apart.
Still, that is crazy. $104 million over 2 years. NBA money in 2024. It's just, it is what it is.
This shows you how sports has exploded, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You think about what a team was bought for in, say, 1996 and what they're selling for now.
Yeah, yeah.
You look at the TV rights deals, what the RSNs pay in rights fees.
Sure.
How much money leagues bring in, how the explosion of salaries. I mean, it's...
Look at the Boston Celtics. They're going to try to sell the team, and what that ownership group back in 2002 bought them for like $368 million, $370, something like that. And what all the NBA franchises that recently sold, I mean, the Clippers were a story. Was it a decade ago that Ballmer bought them already?
Yeah, has
it been that long?
2014?
Yeah. I mean, that was for $2 billion. He broke the $2 billion mark, and then it was like, whoa. And now, I mean, there are franchises that have been sold for, you know, $3.8, $4.2 billion.
Celtics are going to get, like, over $4 billion, and they're only going to give up the majority, not the whole team. They're just going to give up a majority stake.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Speaking of the Lakers, the Lakers and Bronny James also agreed to a contract. 4 years, $7 million, guaranteed contract. They've also began to assemble their coaching staff. Adrian Wojnarowski, about an hour and change ago, with this report, joining J.J. Redick on his staff is going to be former Rocket player, longtime NBA head coach Scotty Brooks, along with Nate McMillan. Who knows where they go from here, trying to assemble an all-star staff with a lot of experience via, you know, head coaching, the minds, joining Redick on his staff. We'll see. I mean, this is a good move, I think, ultimately, for a team that just made a hire in Redick with literally no experience outside of, I don't know if this is true or not, but outside of him being a fourth grade volunteer basketball coach.
What, being a podcaster isn't experience?
No!
What?
No.
They had to get coaches done quickly because they'd already been rejected by Terry Stotts and they'd already been rejected by Dwayne Casey.
Uh-huh.
They had to get coaches under contract because
you could do worse than McMillan and Brooks.
When you start getting like multiple guys are rejecting you, the question starts to become why? Like, why does nobody want that job? And look, I got to be honest. If I was an assistant coach, I don't know I'd want that job. I'm gonna work for a guy who's, you know, become a head coach by being a podcaster and buddies with LeBron.
Yeah.
We know who runs the team. What's my job?
Yeah, yeah.
My job is to go, hey, LeBron, what do you think about this? Hey, LeBron, what do you think about that?
And everybody knows it. Everybody knows it.
You're not a coach.
It is no secret.
You're a dummy.
And not only that, but who knows? You might not even have a job, I mean, after the next 2 years. Because LeBron's still there.
After the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, no, it's not going to be that quick. You know, people are going to naturally be down on Redick.
It's not even a referendum on him. It's a referendum on the process.
Yes,
how do you hire a guy who has zero friggin' qualifications?
But
you're the Lakers.
But the result doesn't have to be, you know, equivalent to just the process. You might not agree with the process, but it could be a really good end result for Redick. I think Redick has, you know, the potential to be a really good coach. And it's based off of literally nothing other than the type of player that he was in his collegiate career. It's based on the type of player that he was in a 15-year NBA career.
Man, it's not even based on any of that. It's based on he's LeBron's boy.
No, I'm saying for me, this is why I think Redick, you know, maybe can surprise everybody. Not just most, not just some, everybody. And for that reason, I'm going to be interested. Now, I hope he does it. It's going to be despite LeBron. It's going to be a battle. I told you yesterday, it's going to be a headache, man, with Bronny in the mix, LeBron. Everybody knows it's the biggest open secret in basketball. Everybody knows who's running the show over there. It's LeBron.
I wonder what happens with J.J. Redick the first time he goes against LeBron in a game. The first time, like, they're in a tight game, fourth quarter, timeout. Redick identifies, all right, you know what? They're leaving this dude open every time. Let's get the ball to him. He's got an open shot. And LeBron's like, no, give me the ball.
Yeah.
It's like, LeBron, they're triple teaming you. Get the open shot. No, give me the ball.
It's
like, what happens the first time that happens?
I don't know. There's going to be drama.
Question.
Yeah, it is a good question. It's going to happen. It's bound to happen.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It'll be something to watch for sure.
First time he decides he's going to David Blatt on J.J. Redick.
David Blatt.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Remember David Blatt was the head coach, and they'd go to the huddle, and LeBron would walk past him. He wouldn't even be in the huddle. And then Blatt would design a play. They'd get out onto the court, and LeBron would just like, mm-mm, give me the ball.
Yeah, Blatt was just like, whatever, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.